פרק י' סעיף חוף ג' נידת עניבה על גבי צבא. A person making a tie. A tie around his neck. ישנם כמה אופנים לקשור עניבה על גבי צבא. There is a few, two ways how to make a tie around his neck. ואינן קטיני קשור בשבת יש להבחין בהם בשני סוגים. הסוג האחד הוא באופן כאשר מושך את כסא או עניבה מהקשר ניצר הכל ועניבה נופרת ללא קשר כלל. The first way of doing it is that when one opens, takes out the first, one of the sides from the tie, it opens out completely and it doesn't leave a knot altogether. הסוג השני הוא באופן שבשעת הכריכות של העניבה נוצר באמצעו קשר. וכאשר מושך עשה קצה העניבה מהקשר, נשאר בו עושה הקשר, והנה נצא במשיך הזו. The second way is what makes a tie is that what makes it in a way that when one opens out and takes away one of the sides, it comes into a knot. קשירת העניבה מסוג הראשון מותרת. מועצת זו יש אמנות להציע בי ביום. אם אין דעת להציע בי ביום, יש שכוספו להחמיא בזה ראי ההורא. He says like this. The first way, the first case, where we're discussing a tie which is made when one takes out of the tie, one side, it opens completely and there is no knot altogether. Even if you're going to come along and tell me considered a knot while it is closed, but it won't be a kesher shel ma'is omen, it won't be a professional knot, it won't be considered like a double knot, because when one pulls out the string, pulls out the side, the other side, it'll open out completely, so we can't say it's considered a double knot. So it's not considered a double knot, it's only considered maybe a knot. Even if it's considered a knot, we can think about it if it is considered a knot altogether. A kol panim, if one opens it and has das to open it on the same day, there is no problem of doing it on Shabbos because it's a kesher shel einoy ma'isa uman and it's made to be opened on the right day. Therefore, the poskim want to say, even in the first case, that one should go and have das to open it on the same day. Hakshira me'asug hasheni shebo nutza kesher b'emtza ha'aniva asul ha'asisa shle avdas latir b'yimo ve'ayah shekutavnu lo d'nimut l'kishra avdas latir b'yimo. He says like this. The second way of doing a tie, that which comes a knot after one takes out the other side, for doing it more than one day, one should not do it according to everybody, because we are worried that it is considered a kesher, even not a kesher shall ulai double knot, but a koponim it is a kesher. Therefore, one should not do it for more than 24 hours. For doing it less than 24 hours, he's also not sure. The poskim want to say maybe it's considered like a knot which has on top of it a double knot, because it doesn't open out to be free. When one opens and takes out the side, it comes into a knot. So maybe it is compared to a double knot. If it is compared to a double knot, we don't want you to do it altogether on Shabbos, because it may be a professional knot. Therefore, let's just make sikkum what we learned. That the cause, if one makes the first knot, first type of tie, which doesn't come a knot out of it at the end, even if you take out one side, it doesn't come a knot, then one's allowed to do it. If one opens it on the same day, and it's kedai to open it on the same day. If one does the other sort of tie, there is a mokum to be machmen not even to do it on the same day, even if you want to open it on the day, same day, maybe it's considered a double knot. But some people want to say it is allowed because it's not considered a double knot, especially because you've got the string, not the string, it's called the other side of the tie is inside it. inside the knot. So maybe it's considered a loose knot, which the person wants to say loose knot is allowed. So but it's not so straightforward. Therefore, maybe one should be machmir and not do that, even if one wants to open it on the same day. Sif chav dalet. Otam ha-rogel likshos ha-niva shaloi lezman oruch lo'ilam. Ein le likshos ha-niva b'shabbat. Afin kavnos ha-achshav la-tira bo-isa yoymei. In kavnos ha-zu na-derak ha-manosh la-yeh bo-ve-isa shabbat. A person who normally leaves his tie for a long period, and he doesn't open it from Shabbos to Shabbos. Even if today he wants to go and open it on Motzei Shabbos, within 24 hours, we don't allow him to do that. Why? Because since he usually does it on, he usually does it for a long period, we are worried that today, first of all, that may do it for a long period, may change his mind and leave it for a long period. Also, we are worried, like he learned in Sif Chof. He learned in Sif Chof that we don't look at his reasoning that he wants to open it because of Shabbos. It's not enough. He has to have a good reason why he wants to open it. So if he knows he's going to open it because he's going to put it in the washing, then something else. But if he's only going to open it in order to go and take away from the Hilchos Shabbos problem, it is not enough.